Dreamscape presents Lord of the Wings by Donna Andrews, narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1.
Someone's broken into the haunted house.
My cell phone almost vibrated from the excitement in my brother's voice.
Calm down, Rob, I said.
I wanted to add, and what are you doing awake before 8 a.m.? But I suspected he would take it as a slur on his character. I punched the speaker button, set my phone on the kitchen table, and went back to painting a goatee on my son Josh's chin.
But Meg, the haunted house.
Was anything taken? I asked. Or broken?
Not that we can tell, Rob said, but Dr. Smoot is upset.
That's his normal state of mind these days, I said. Then I winced, hoping the proprietor of the haunted house wasn't close enough to Rob's phone to hear me.
If you can call anything about Smoot normal.
Okay, even Rob wouldn't have said that in front of the man.
But definitely more upset than usual. The closer we get to Halloween, the more hyper he gets.
Josh lifted up his piratical eye patch, twisted to look at his reflection in the shiny chrome side of the toaster, and frowned.
I want to be more hairier, he said. Just hairier, I corrected. I'm working on it. Did you report it to the police? I added to Rob.
Not yet, Rob said. Dr. Smoot says Chief Burke never takes him seriously.
Dr. Smoot was probably right. Of course, it didn't help that while he was serving as Carfilly County's medical examiner, Dr. Smoot had taken to dressing as a vampire, complete with a long black cape and fake fangs, and collecting vampire-related paraphernalia. Chief Burke had been vastly relieved.